This Tech Check briefing is sponsored by Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
I'm Julia Boorstin, and this is your CNBC Tech Check briefing. Shares of Snap are surging following the social media company's third quarter earnings, Snap beating on the top and bottom lines and issuing upbeat guidance. The company also announcing a $500 million stock repurchase plan and a $400 million deal with Perplexity to integrate its chatbot into Snapchat. Now, despite the strong results, Snap warning that it could see engagement and user growth decline in Q4 due to regulatory issues. Shares of Duolingo are plummeting over 25% on lighter than expected guidance. This comes as the company says it's focusing on growing users at the expense of near-term monetization. Duolingo CEO telling CNBC, quote, "We've made a slight shift over the last quarter in how we invest, and we're investing a lot more in long-term things because we see that as such a big opportunity ahead of us." The company grew paid users to 11.5 million in the quarter, beating analyst expectations. ESPN and Penn Entertainment announcing today the two companies are opting out of their 10-year sports betting deal. This means that the ESPN Bet app, which Disney licensed to Penn, will be shutting down. On the same day, ESPN announcing that it has struck a new sports betting deal with DraftKings. As part of the deal, DraftKings betting features will be placed within ESPN's digital platforms, including its revamped direct-to-consumer app. That's all for today. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
This Tech Check briefing is sponsored by Comcast Business. With leading networking and connectivity, advanced cybersecurity, and expert partnership, Comcast Business helps turn today's enterprises into engines of modern business. Powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.